Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Agriculture futures were closed today due to the President's Day holiday. The only thing open were the financial contracts, such as the Dow Jones and interest rate futures, and then the energy markets, crude oil, natural gas, unleaded, and heating oil, which is diesel. Those were mostly higher this morning until they settled about steady. But tonight, 7 p.m., grain futures will open up for tomorrow's session, and that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Cattle futures will open up tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., on the regularly scheduled Tuesday open. But this week we've got several things going on. Tomorrow morning we've got the NOPA crush report. That's the National Oilseed Producers Association soybean crush. It's expected to be the fourth biggest crush of all time. We are using a lot of beans and we're going through a lot of beans, and perhaps that's why the proportionate price of soybeans is so much higher than corn and wheat at this time. The other thing that's kind of puzzling for soybeans is the fact that China has slowed. Their economy is down about 7.5% this year, and they may not continue to buy beans at the or commodities in general for that matter at the rate that they have over the last couple years. But yet beans have stayed high, and the export demand has seemed to stay pretty high as well.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
There is also quite a bit of chatter about the price of grain sorghum being higher than the price of corn for a large part of the U.S. It seems like the Chinese demand for grain sorghum or milo is quite strong due to the fact that there's less genetically modified grain. It's still a bit puzzling seeing that happen, but it is making some changes across the Midwest as people make planting decisions. They may not plant corn, they may go with something else that's a little bit cheaper to plant, but that will happen over the next 3-4 months. This Friday will be the monthly cattle on feed numbers. That'll be Friday 2 p.m. Right after the markets close at 155. It's expected to be maybe a little bit bullish, but we saw that inventory shift as the herd starts to rebuild. Maybe we're going back in a different direction. Also, even though it is still dry for a large part of the West, any additional rainfall could help the herd growth. So things may begin to change over the next couple of months, and then you also add in the price of corn getting cheaper. All these fundamental factors are going to change the overall outlook. Beef demand, box beef continues to stay pretty weak. It's the lowest it's been in about 6 months, and that could reflect in cattle prices.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, April live cattle up 210 at 153.22, June up 215 at 146.02. March feeder cattle up 355 at 203.85, April up 295 at 203.25. April lean hogs up 152 at 66.02, May up 147 at 76.12. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat closing up 8 3/4 at 562 3/4. July up 9 1/4 at 568 1/2. March Chicago wheat up 11 3/4 at 533. May up 9 1/2 at 529 1/4. March corn up 4 1/4 at 387 1/4. July up 4 1/2 at 402 3/4. March soybeans up 6 3/4 at 990 1/2. May up 8 at 994 3/4. March cotton up 22 at 62.70, May up 51 at 63.32. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.